Call the meeting of the Planning Commission, Willow City Planning Commission to order on Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Bob, could we have allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next item is City Clerk to administer the oath of office to our new Planning Commissioner, Walter Michael.
Oh, you can read it.
I'm going to read it to you. You have to read it right now. Repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
As a Planning Commissioner for the City of Willow.
We got a seat, right? Been saving it.
Okay, now we will have roll call.
Chairperson White.
Here.
Commissioner Benningfield.
Here.
Commissioner Griffith.
Here.
Commissioner Willis.
Here.
Commissioner Michael.
Here.
Okay, next item is agenda review. Are there any changes to be requested by staff?
Staff has no changes to the agenda.
Commissioners?
None.
Okay, the agenda will be as presented. Next item, public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a further future agenda. Is there anyone with any public comment? Seeing none, approval of minutes. The minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held on March 16, 2016. Pleasure of the commission.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Benningfield motions. Commissioner Griffith seconds. Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, we have one item of new business, a use permit file number UP16-03 and design review file number DR16-03, applicant owner Sean Amston, Charles Geyer. Karen?
Yes, good evening, commissioners. The item before you this evening is to a planning application for two items, a conditional use permit and a design review. Conditional use permit is to establish an outdoor merchandise sales storage yard, and the design review is for the installation of a 6-foot-high fence. This project location, vacant lots, there are two vacant lots on the east side of Tehama Street at Willow Street intersection, and those parcels are located in the Central Commercial Zoning District. Sean Amston, who is present in the audience, on behalf of Mr. Charles Geyer of Alisco Geyer, submitted the planning application for the use permit and design review, as stated, in order to allow the establishment of an outdoor merchandise sales storage yard on those two vacant parcels and a design review to construct a 6-foot-high chain link fence around both parcels. The proposal also includes installing a driveway and a gate for ingress egress. There's no new lighting that's proposed for this project. So that's the project description. As stated earlier, the two parcels are located in a Central Commercial Zoning District. Section 18.55.030, subsection 9, uses permitted with a conditional use permit does allow for outside sales business operations with an approved use permit. Therefore, the use is approved, allowed within this zone with an approved use permit. Zoning to the north and south and west are the same as the project parcel, and then the Southern Pacific Railroad is located east of the parcels, with all the commercial services and businesses surrounding this area. Just a little background on this specific project. In April 2015, Mr. Geyer applied for a temporary use permit application, and this was a request to install a temporary fence around the one parcel to the south. This application was heard via an administrative use permit to allow that temporary 6-foot-high chain link fence in order to enclose an area for irrigation supplies. Alisco Geyer had opened up a business that's directly located across these parcels and on Tehama Street. And it's in the building that is formerly known as the old Sunshine Market building. So Mr. Geyer purchased the two lots across the street of Tehama for the use of storing his irrigation supplies. That administrative use permit was granted for a period of 6 months, and then subsequently the property owner requested an extension of time, which was granted to him by the city manager, and that was good until April 30th, 2016. The two parcels appear on the assessor's map to have a street that separates the two parcels. This was the reason for only temporarily fencing one parcel at the time. So Mr. Geyer started the process of right-of-way vacation and submitted a lot of the documentation that was reviewed by our city engineer, and it was discovered that there was actually no street there. So that right-of-way vacation was a moot point, and as a result, we found out that that property was, in fact, owned by the railroad, and that so-called street was owned by the railroad as part of the land they owned, and when Mr. Geyer purchased the property, that subsequently then went to him. So there was no right-of-way vacation that was needed. And then Mr. Geyer, after finding this out, did want to proceed with enclosing both of these parcels and allowing the use of the yard for his irrigation supply, storage, and sales. Similar to what we heard maybe about a month or so ago, a couple months ago, Peterson Cat down the Tehama, south of Tehama. Similar type of use. It was in a different zone. However, both zones do allow for this type of outside sales business. There is a recorded utility easement within that parcel area, and so the city does have and will have access to maintaining the sewer line in there. So as part of the overall big project for Mr. Geyer and his future plans is to place buildings, one or two buildings, on the site, and then all utilities and electrical will be brought to that. So this is kind of in stages. Last year he did the temporary, and this year he's doing the on-site of the two lots and incorporating and establishing a use there. And then we'll probably see, maybe within another year, some buildings going up there. So it'll be an expansion of the Alisco Geyer irrigation business. And I think what we want to look at is also, there are no buildings that are on this property. However, there is an existing chain link fence that went up as a result of the temporary use permit that was allowed through the administrative process. And now, as I say, wants to incorporate both parcels and then have room for more irrigation supplies within that temporary area. So he will then fence both of those around there, around those lots. And there's a lot of, as far as the relationship to this type of development and within the neighborhood, there are a number of outdoor storage yards within the vicinity. I prepared a map for the commission to get an idea of the overview of what we do have in the surrounding area, so this wouldn't be out of character for this neighborhood. And as I said, he intends to install a 6-foot-high chain link fence around all of both parcels, and that would be that would fully enclose it then. He also intends to add road base, 4 to 6 inches road base on that parcel that is not enclosed, which will then match what's currently on the southern parcel. Also included in his proposal is a 40-foot-wide driveway that is going to be proposed to be along Tehama Street and lined up with Willow Street. There is a fire hydrant that is located in close proximity to where his proposed entryway will be, so we'll make sure that that is out of any area of that fire hydrant. So down the line, maybe, or within the conditions, I didn't include anything in there as far as submitting a revised plan. So I think that may be something. Well, actually, I asked for a final dimension fence plan. I might propose that we add also to include the driveway so that we can have exact location of where that will be in connection with the fire hydrant, so that we can, city can have review of that. His delivery anticipates that it will be once a week to once a month, depending on the season. They do have a peak season that run now, from now until July, so there will be a little bit more activity, but as the season goes, winds down, there it will slow down. As attached to your staff report, and also specifically were sets of the plan that showed the circulation travel plan for the trucks. They will be able to enter the site and delivery and exit without having to use Tehama Street for their maneuvering purposes. We want to make sure that they aren't clogging up the Tehama street when they're coming in. So we also have discussed with Mr. Geyer and also Mr. Amstead the necessity of setting back the gate, so there is a setback. So that'll be included in the fence and gate plan that we would be asked for them to submit for a final, and we can then approve that. And this is actually staff feels that this is determined to be an exempt project. Fences and such fall under category section 15303 of CEQA. And the findings of fact that are contained within the resolutions take into account the use permit findings that are necessary in order to approve a use permit. This notice was sent out in the paper and also to property owners within 400 feet. Staff has not heard back any comments from any property owners that were sent this notice. So with that, staff would recommend that you adopt the attached resolution. However, I might add to number 11, condition number 11, and or make a separate one that final dimensions fence plan also include the driveway location, so that that can be discerned and make sure that it doesn't have any conflict with the existing fire hydrant out there. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. And as I said, Mr. Amstead, representative for Mr. Geyer, is in the audience.
I have several. First of all, do you know what the setback of the fence is going to be off the street? How far off? It looks like it's right on the road here on the map, so.
Well, what the determination would be was that they would need to provide some sort of either survey or marks or indicate where their property lies, and the fence could then go right on the property. We wouldn't have any requirement for a setback of a fence. However, I would suggest that the driveway be set back about 20 feet, the entrance to it, so there'd be like a cut into the fence to allow for the driveway.
Well, if they put that fence around the property line, I was over there today looking at that would include the fire hydrant would be inside their.
There's a utility right of way that goes through there, so the property line is back off the main gutter or curb, probably 5 to 10 feet.
Okay, the fire hydrant is about 5 feet.
Yeah, but that fire hydrant's normally in the middle of that utility right of way.
Yeah, okay.
So that fence will be behind that hydrant at some point when we find the property line there.
And another thing. I see no point in having that setback 20 feet. It's the same proposal we had for Peterson down here, which is it's not very productive. I think it's cross-productive. That rollaway gate that they have down there and also across the street works perfectly fine. It does not delete traffic. And they have plenty of room to pull in with that gate open, and they're not going to block traffic by pulling in there. I think it's more functional to have as they propose the rollaway gate as they have there.
Yes, I believe they're proposing the rollaway gate.
Yeah, but I don't see why it needs to be set back 20 feet. I don't see any problem with because that's what we proposed with the Peterson too. We decided
right.
It was not necessary. I don't think
exactly.
It's necessary here either.
That's, it's up to the commission, you know, I'm suggesting it, and I talked with the property owner about it, so it's, as I say, it's up for discussion for you.
Is there a reason why you, I mean, before we decided, like Bob said, that that wasn't really necessary, would that, can you think of some reason why we would need 20 feet on this one?
My feeling was is that this might be a little bit more busier intersection here. It's one block off of Wood Street. That was my thinking for the reasoning of that. So it's...
But you have a truck coming in there, 20 feet is going to make a whole lot of difference. Just like same thing with Peterson, that, you know, if they're going to congest traffic, 20 feet is going to stop the traffic.
We want to just be able to make sure that if this, if the Peterson layout is working and working well, then we could mirror this one.
Well, it had for the old one for many, many years, and it looks like the same thing's happening on this side. I see no problems with either side. I go by there a lot.
Walt, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just had, is there any safety reasoning behind that 20-foot setback, Chief or Kelly, if you have an answer, to having the setback driveway?
Normally, on a residential, there, our code doesn't really call for it. Granted, it's something that we tried to implement for projects that we felt were needing extra, I guess, safety measures. A lot of, so a car, in this respect, you know, it's trucks that are coming in there, but a 20-foot setback is normally required for driveways so that you have a car that can get off the roadway if there was something they had to open up, like in a residential, let's say they had a, maybe a piece of property that they wanted to be off the street. The 20 feet would then service for a car to sit there while the entrance. In this respect, more than likely, I understand that the gates will be open during hours of operation, so if that's the case, then, you know, the 20-foot setback probably is a mute point.
Thank you.
It was just a suggestion that I'm throwing out for you to think about. And I know the Peterson one, you felt the same way, so I'm trying again.
And as far as that gate, they're going to have to do something with that, because if they line up completely with Willow Street, that street runs right into the fire hydrant. I mean, that's, you know, that's awful tight quarters there, so they're going to have to do something with that.
Just, I saw also, there is a fire hydrant across the street on the corner, and I'm sure there's a reason why there's two, but probably move it.
So it's, they're going to have to realign their gate or do something.
The gate location is a proposal, right? And that's why I feel that we need to have a more, after this is approval, we need to have a final dimensioned site plan that shows just the entrance and making sure that it complies with...
And if we were to approve this project, then that could be taken care of administratively?
Yes, yes. As I stated, I have that a final dimension fence plan shall be submitted prior to installing the complete fencing. The wording may be a little awkward, but I feel I'd like to add in there driveway as well, include the driveway in that fence plan so that if it has to be shifted, we can make those modifications.
Well, we just don't want to have it where it has to come back or something, so...
Right. If the commission feels that when the plan comes in, if you would like to have the chair involved in looking at that site plan, I'd be more than happy to accommodate that.
That's very good. Would you be good with that?
Commissioners, have any other questions? Shirley? Any more, Bob? Candy?
I'm good.
Walter? Okay. The public hearing for the use permit will be open. Is there anyone that would like to come forth and have comment?
Sure.
Would the applicant like to come forward and make a couple of comments to the commission?
If needed to make comment to sway you in approving the plan, then I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Please, we need to have you come up and give your name so that it's on the record.
My name is Sean Amston. I'm the manager for Ace Hardware, Alsco Geyer Irrigation. Just would like to ask your approval for this plan. It's an essential part of our business. The irrigation is the main reason why we're able to have the hardware business that goes along with it. As you can see, the proposed, or the temporary fencing is already fairly crammed due to the size of the pipe that we carry. We also have more sizes of pipe that we could stock. for our customers if we had the additional space. So the whole idea of fencing that whole area is for housing the size of materials that we deal with.
And it's a lot better than that temporary fence you have up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's going to help us grow our business by being able to fence this area. And as far as the gate goes, building of the fence with a 20-foot setback in the middle of it would make it difficult and possibly incur more cost. We are fully willing to cooperate with the staff in whatever decision is made to make that meet all the existing area that's there. And we've already talked with Karen about that, in that when we propose the plan for the fence, we'll agree on where it's set, as well as the driveway, to not encroach on the fire hydrant and to make it as safe to get in and out of there as possible. And so I'd just like to say thank you for your time and hope that we can move forward.
Thank you for your business in town.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on this project? Okay. Hearing none. Public hearing is closed. Does the commission have any other comments or action that they would like to take on this project of the conditional use permit and design review?
It seems like it's been going fine, you know. I don't have any issues with it at all.
I move we adopt the resolution. Next in line, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting use permit and design review approval of file UP16-03 at DR1603 to Charles Geiger and Alsko Geiger to establish an outside merchandise and sales storage yard and construction of 6-foot chain link fence around two parcels for property located at assessor's parcel number 003-032-003 and 003-0220-005 with the things we said about the fence and the gate.
I'll add that to number 11.
We all agreed on the sliding gate.
And then and the driveway.
And the driveway.
The driveway.
Okay.
And the review by the chair.
What I'll add to is the plan to be reviewed by planning chair and city staff.
Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay.
Applicant is just reminded that with the use permit, there is a 10-day appeal period that is applicable to the project. So that almost lands us right at April 30th, where their temporary use permit is ended.
Just as a housekeeping point on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, whereas there's a little typo on does fines.
Okay.
So just make note before it goes.
And
does fines.
Oh, does, okay. All right, I'll correct that then.
Okay.
Thank you. And also I see the resolution has a wrong date on it as well, so I cut and paste didn't
catch that. Working, huh?
Shame.
I caught that too, so. An approval letter will go out to the applicants within the next few days.
Thank you. Okay, the next on the agenda is commission commentary.
Does anyone?
Welcome, Walter.
Yeah,
to the family.
Welcome, Walter.
Thank you.
It's nice to have a full
yes.
full compliment again.
Yes.
And a young one, too.
Yeah.
Younger than the rest of us.
not as wise, though.
Okay.
Makes me feel old. Not that I am.
Makes me feel happy we have young blood.
It's nice to have a full commission as well. We've got some projects that are coming up that will be good to have a full commission for the review. I have a couple of things that I know are going to be coming down the pipeline here. I have I mentioned this before, that a multifamily apartment complex is being proposed on a lot that will be coming before you possibly maybe by June in order to make a date for submittal for their funding, and that'll be a design review. Also have a possible rezone that will be coming your way on a lot. And then also I've been getting some word, Northern Valley Indian Health is going to build a new administration building on the corner of, just lost it, right?
Willow.
Yeah, Willow and Butte Street, I believe, is they have a couple lots there.
Where the garden is?
Where the garden is, and then that lot next to it. So there, I saw a rendition, a little proposed rendition that it's going to be a nice building there. So that'll be a large building that'll be going there, and that'll be a project coming before you as well. So,
do you know if that will be hiring? Is it new positions? Will there be more employment coming with that, do you think?
I haven't been into those types. Well, I haven't got too much information other than just the plans, but it's going to be administration, and it's going to be a two-story. It's going to be a good-sized building. It's going to be a good-sized building. So they're moving all their administration into that building.
Okay.
And it will then serve, you know, the community and far reaches here. So that's, I think they, that was been on the burner for the last couple, 2 or 3 years. And I believe there was one maybe that was being built in Chico, if I was under understanding. And then now this is going to be built. So just they're starting up, starting the talk again to me. So.
Well, their remodel is coming along nicely. I was in there the other day and it's looking really nice.
Inside the existing one. So there's, you know, there's definitely a lot more that's happening in that downtown area that's bringing about businesses in that downtown and generating more traffic in that area. So that's all good for the downtown. I think that's been kind of the push in the past few years, is try to get businesses down there. Once you have more businesses, more traffic, then other businesses can benefit from that. So I think this is a nice inclusion into the downtown area. So, but the Mercado project, the plans are in and being reviewed for their project. And they have, they're going to be requesting, I did speak with their representative, they are going to be requesting some downtown facade improvement money to possibly augment in their project. So that's, I don't feel that might be coming your way, but it'll probably be more than likely, because they're just looking to have some assistance with the cost of some of their remodeling or exterior type of painting and things like that. So that is a project that's moving along, and as I say, it plays checking plans and such now. So hopefully that will be under construction and underway here soon too.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's my, that's on my radar right now. Those are the projects that are on my radar that will be landing in your lap.
We have a meeting next month then? No?
Yes, I'm looking at possibly, again, the middle of the month, which would be May 18th, for a meeting. As I said, I know I have something that's coming in probably next week, but it won't be ready for that meeting. There could be a possibility, because of timing for the multifamily apartment complex, that the commission may want to consider holding a meeting at the beginning of June instead of the middle of June, depending on that, when that project, but if that is submitted next week, as I was told and by the applicant, then between it getting routed around and getting all the conditions and getting things in place, that it will not probably more likely be ready for a May meeting. So just in the future, it may look like maybe June 1st might be a meeting, that because the application that they would be looking to apply for, which hope this would be like another home application similar to what was the Willow Senior Apartments project. In that case, the city was the applicant and we were the ones that got the grant, and then it was a kind of a pass-through to the project developer in order to construct that, along with tax credit monies and such. In this case, the home regs are changing so that developers can actually apply for the home funds, not the city. So it's on them then to keep all the audits and keep all the paperwork, and then so we'll just be bringing before you a design review concept that will be for your approval. The submittal, reason I say about the June 1st is that their submittal date for the home application moved up from September to July. So they don't want to push this another, just in case there would have to be another Planning Commission meeting or something to review everything. We want to be able to allow for that, for them to be able to also get this application in July. So I'm just kind of looking ahead to, but I think if we can set May 18th as our next date, then I will make sure we have that on the calendar.
I tried to attend a two-day sustainability conference in Chico. Not being real, being a newbie here, I wasn't real versed on Chico. First of all, parking, that took me 20 minutes to find a place to park because everything else is student parking, but I got there. This thing, I found out later, this thing, whole thing was run by the students, which is all right, I guess. Took forever to check in. Then they give you this catalog of classes, and I was hard-pressed to find anything that would interest me. I went to a couple that were, it was ultra, the whole tender was ultra green, you know, which I'm for to a point, you know, but they go way over the other side. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to hang in there. Sustainability.
Okay.
Conference. So then I made it through lunch, or I made it to lunch, and I went to go have lunch, and they have to have a ticket to get lunch after we paid $50. So I went to buy a ticket for $13 for lunch. They didn't have any more. I left. I didn't go back. I'm sorry. And I won't go back.
Did you leave them comments somehow?
No.
Feedback?
Huh?
Feedback?
No. I'm giving you. Oh, my wife would like you to beat the bushes and get somebody to build some nice condominiums in this town so we could buy one. That's what she said. Told me to tell you.
All right.
Put out your schedule.
I'll start beating.
I have a comment. I'm going to say, if it's just open comment amongst the commissioners. Last week I was down in Patterson, California, and met with a gentleman for about an hour on business, but he was also a planning commissioner for Patterson. And we talked about a lot about their region and how Patterson had grown. It's kind of a rural farm town, just as we have here. But the odd fact that struck me is they're right on I-5, and they have 3,000 trucks coming to that Amazon distribution center a week, and they don't even notice it. To me, that was a little surprising because you'd think that it would draw traffic into the city, but interesting.
Good planning.
Well, we have a lot of empty buildings, mm-hmm. and granted, one by one, they're starting to get filled up, and I think that the city has actually submitted our information for about two or three RFIs that came through last year for big projects that they were looking for those types of businesses, warehousing or car dealer, not dealerships, but car parts and manufacturing. And actually, I just came across one of them today, one of the copies that I had, and I thought, well, what would happen to that? But the city is, whenever we get these RFIs that come our way, we throw our hat in the ring anyway.
Yeah.
And you never know if something we do have may hit, may stick,
mm-hmm.
Because they go up and down the corridor. It's the five corridors what they look at, and because we're on the corridor here, we are in conjunction with those. And also Basin Street, that property over there, that commercial industrial land over there. Once that gets underway and once that gets the buildings start going up, there's going to be a domino effect that's mm-hmm. going to start happening.
Yeah, it was just a comment, but yeah, thank you for going on and letting me know what was going on.
Yes, it's always good to know, and when it happens again next year, we'll be the first ones to get you all in, whoever wants to go to those seminars, the Planning Commission seminar academies that do happen. Those are very, I think, very helpful, and they're very useful.
Very
two or three days of being able to network with planning commissioners across the state, mm-hmm. and being able to hear other ideas and hear from other individuals how they solve their problems or how they work through their issues that sometimes you're held to with your code and how much flexibility you can give to our. I know we had a discussion with one of the commissioners regarding some of the wording that's in some of the districts here. And granted, we have an old zoning code, and there could be some rewrites done to it. I think as the city manager is finding out that there are also a number of areas that, why is that there? Is it useful? Is it working? And so within our housing element, we do have a caveat that between maybe the next couple of years, 2 or 3 years, we can meet and start talking about whether we want to make some changes, taking areas out of the commercial or add to, you know, commercial, what works best for the, I think, these districts that are, have existing buildings but can't be used because of how the code confines them, so.
That was what I wanted to bring up. I would like the commission to consider. I was approached last week regarding a building that is a, it was a residence, it is a house, but it has been used as a commercial property for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. It is right on the edge. There are residents around it, but they can't use that as a residence. So it's like, that was something that I wanted to, and we just had one, Karen, I know, was approached within the last couple of months. There was another similar situation. So I would like us to maybe look at that. I would like us to look at that, maybe possibly changing that code or, and this, both of these were for the historic downtown area.
Central Commercial District.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have any avenue at this point to let a residence go forward or revert back to a residence. So maybe we can get some information on that. I would like to.
If you, in your passing or if in your reading or come across another jurisdiction that addresses, I think what we're talking about is a non-conforming type of use. In our, as Commissioner Woods explained, there are structures that are only one story. However, in that district, you can have a residential unit use, but it has to be on the second story. So how do you allow that to happen when you're tied by the code? And then also the code speaks to allowing non-conforming uses that are dwellings within a commercial zone to be continued as residential uses. However, if there's a break and then it stops living its life as a life as a residence, and then it lives a life for 8 to 10 years as a commercial, it's no longer a residence. So in order to revert back to the use, even though it looks like a residence, it can't be used as a residence because the code doesn't allow for residential use unless it's on a second story. So, you know, we'll have to kind of work through that to see how we can maybe do some modification to the text. And so I'm open for suggestions or if you see anything, but I'll keep my eyes open as well. It'll be a future discussion we can have.
Anything else for the Weather Commission? Okay. Meeting is adjourned.